the boiler, and the use of steam. As one proceeds towards the center of the building, two different types of boilers can be seen. They are made of copper and were used to cook the milk. The older one dates back to the second half of the 1800s and was heated directly on a wood fire. The fornacella, or small furnace with its brick wall, has been reconstructed on the basis of the designs of that time period. Next to it, a double-bottom or doppio fondo steam-heated boiler from 1949 can be seen. Looking towards the dividing wall, the front panel of a horizontal steam generator can be seen. The fuel for the fire, either wood or coal, was introduced from the top, while a bin at the bottom made it possible to eliminate the ashes. The device transformed water into steam. The steam was sent to the boilers and to a steam engine as well. The engine transformed the energy of the high-pressure steam into rotary motion, which powered all of the machines in the cheese factory. Today, boilers are still made of copper, since this metal is an excellent heat conductor. Leaning on the perimeter wall of the building, a so-called cavallino, or little horse, can be noted. This is a mechanical device powered by steam, used to convey engine power to the cheese factory's machines.